Welcome to C-Suite Radio.
It's time for another edition of the Brett Allen Show.
It's go time, you and me.
Join us weekly for the latest pop culture interviews from your favorite TV shows, movies, comedians, and so much more.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you, it felt good.
Plus, you never know who will drop by.
What happened here was a miracle.
Now, here is your host.
I said throw down, boy.
Welcome to the nice main event.
Brett Allen.
Brett Allen here, chatting with the cast of Quantum Leap. Caitlin, Liza, thank you both for your time. It's a pleasure to meet you, and congratulations on this fantastic episode.
Thank you.
Well, I love this show. I'm a fan. I've interviewed several of your castmates in the trajectory of this show, and also was a fan of the original, which you all do such a fantastic job of paying homage to, but yet telling your own individual stories. Liza, we'll start with you. How does it feel to have made it this far in the race with such a great series and to have had these characters develop and for people to really just enjoy and embrace what is such a great series?
It feels amazing. I'm like, I only joined the ride in season two, and I'm just so grateful to have been a part of this show. Like, there's something very special about it. And I think, I don't know if that's, you know, the carryover from the first Quantum Leap, or is it just this electric energy when you step on set? It's a rare show in the way that everybody really wants to be there and everybody loves what they're doing. And there are no egos, and it's just really, really enjoyable. And I feel like I was welcomed with such open arms, and they're going to have to keep me because I'm not leaving.
Yeah.
I refuse.
It's okay, going to be you're in my here first on, there you go. She is standing her ground, and she is not
right.
leaving the series.
That's
Even
right.
if they write you off, you will still, oh, yeah. you'll yep. come back as Ziggy somehow, right? I mean, right. you're there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Yep. It's going in my contract. Eliza Taylor coming back.
I love it. That's funny. All of a sudden we see in the trades tomorrow, Eliza is stood firm and she is not leaving the show.
Yeah, she chained herself to the set
at right. Universal.
That's funny. Well, you guys have such a fun and interesting dynamic on the show, and it's been interesting to watch this storyline unfold a little bit and sort of figure things out. Caitlin, for you, having been a part of this and being able to tell a story like this that's new, fresh and relevant, how has your experience been as far as, let me back up a little bit. So you get approached by this, you get cast. What were your initial thoughts about this series when you first found out you were going to be able to come and step into this world and tell these new stories?
Oh, sure. My first initial reaction is that I am never going to do it well enough. Because look, I mean, the role, even though it's so different now, right? But originally the role was kind of cast as the successor to Dean Stockwell, right? Which is not somebody that you really want to success. he was brilliant. I mean, he's an icon in film and like television. The character itself was just so different, and he had the latitude to do so much based on just how that relationship worked. And so there was a lot of pressure and a lot of fear, if I'm being honest, but also just this electric excitement. Like she said, I think what was really nice is that I think to answer the first question that wasn't sent to me, which was that, why is this nice or whatever? I think it's a combination, right? I think when they decided to bring this show back, the writers, the showrunners, the creators, everybody along that process cared. They mm-hmm. cared about the original Quantum Leap. They wanted it to be remembered well. So when they cast it, they cast it with the thoughts in mind, like, we want nice people that want to be on this show that are going to want to embrace the original series and move forward with it, rather than I'm the new star now, this is about me, you know, whatever came. That's not what happened. So as you built this entire thing, it was built with care and intentionality. And everybody who signed on to this project signed on with the understanding that we came to success Quantum Leap, not to eclipse it, not to reboot it and redo it. Like, it's just like, it's a continuation. And I think with that thought, we've expanded with the thing with the Eliza. We've never seen somebody multiple times in a leap where the leaper can have an ongoing relationship like that. But we have now, because we're expanding on it and we care about it, which is very different than just trying to do our own version, if that makes sense.
It does, yeah. I appreciate you also answering that stream of consciousness initial question. But I was like in mid-thought, well, let me talk about this. Okay. I think that is what's so fascinating, is the fact that you can leap, but also make multiple leaps to the same situation, which in the first original series, it was mostly just episode to episode, kind of figuring out where they were going to go next. And there was like these massive cliffhangers, you know, next thing you know, Sam is in the body of Lee Harvey Oswald, and we're waiting to figure out how that's gonna, like, I remember that episode very particularly. Well, we just have a few minutes left here, and I want to be certain to ask this question now that you've been able to experience this. You know, Eliza, this is fairly new, and Caitlin, of course, we've been watching you from the beginning. Is there anything in particular that you want the fans to really grasp onto, or maybe what the expectation would be as we continue to watch this? And you have a big episode coming up here very soon.
I would just say, hold on to your hats. Because it's going to be a bumpy ride. I can't wait. I truly can't wait for fans to see this finale, this 2-hour finale. I think the writers have completely outdone themselves. And everybody, all of us really stepped it up for this. And it's just going to open up the world so much for season 3. Fingers crossed.
Yeah. And as you said, you're not leaving. So, I mean, you're going to be a part of this.
That's right. She's not. And also, like, right. Like, we have this show, we expanded, right? We took the original. We can break where we can go. Now we can break what we can do. And eventually we're going to break even more. And it, like, if I could ask the fans anything, it would be to come for the ride, because this Quantum Leap is going to continue to expand what we can do on this show, just like bringing Eliza back. Like, that's the type of things we can do. And I'm excited for people to see it.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. This is a fun, action packed episode, and it premieres on the 13th tomorrow, I believe. Yes. The day before Valentine's Day. Am I understanding that correctly? Am I reading this correctly?
Yeah. The 20th is when we will see Eliza. Okay.
Yeah. Fantastic. Congratulations to both of you. This is so cool. It's been a pleasure chatting with you both. And I'm excited to see where this goes next. Literally, what you guys have in store for the fans. Thank you both for your time. It's been a pleasure chatting with you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening and being a part of today's conversation.
Thank you!
If you enjoyed today's episode, please consider sharing it with a friend. It's absolutely free.
Omega proportions.
The views and opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect those of the host.
And remember, we care.